This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's still time if you want to join us. We're here until July the 4th. You're more than welcome to come check it out. It's a good time. It's a beautiful day. Not too hot, not too cold. Exactly what you would expect in the New Hampshire White Mountains. We've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency today, and if you have no idea what we're talking about, then you should head over to Bitcoin.com. It's the best place to learn about cryptocurrency. It's got a number of short videos. Click on Get Started at the top, and you'll get taken directly to them. It doesn't take long to learn about this world-changing information, this world-changing technology. But if you already know about Bitcoin, then check out news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all the news that's relevant to you. News.bitcoin.com. Now, prior to our discussions of cryptocurrency and Monero and the annoying Bitcoin maximalist that sat here spouting off at the mouth for the better part of the last week, we were talking about Rogers Campground and the prospect of buying it. Now, this every year this conversation happens.
Well, we can't expect the maximalists that were here to cough up any money for the purchasing of this place.
But certainly not if what they have is Bitcoin and they don't know how to use Bitcoin, which, from everything I've heard and everything, you know, people have said, is the case.
But the right people that I saw, I was, you know, I was at a meeting yesterday. They were discussing. I just kind of listened in and, you know, just tuned in a couple times. But they were really talking about the values of the place and how, like, how to filter what comes in and that sort of thing and make sure that the right people are here. And if you purchase, there's, you know, they were...
So they're already planning tyranny.
No.
Can control who comes in and who... I mean, that's what you just described.
Well, no.
We want to make sure the right crowd shows up. We can't have that Ian Freeman. We've been down that road.
These values that I speak of are... They were talking about adopting the Shire Society's values, and that would be like the filter. If you can't adapt to the Shire Society, then you're probably not going to be welcomed here. And it's not like you wouldn't be able to come here for the festivals.
You've
or anything
still already
like that.
Lost me, man. The Shire Society Declaration is a personal declaration of independence. It's not meant to be a sort of gatekeeping thing to keep people out. And
sure. No. Yeah.
To be honest,
I'm actually perfectly all right with the idea of gatekeeping in the sense of, can you abide by the non-aggression principle?
Well, the vast majority...
That's a good basis, yes.
No, it isn't. The vast majority of libertarians who have attended this festival throughout the last week do not 100% adhere to the non-aggression principle.
A great majority
of them are classical liberals. Some of them are Republicans. And I don't want to turn those people away simply because we have these new tyrants who want to control who can and can't enter the park.
Okay, we might
Let
be talking
in,
about two different things. I mean, like, I'm saying while you are here, that is the rule.
Well, that's the rule anyway.
No, it's a
we don't have to have a sheet of paper and a statement from people saying, I will not aggress against anyone while attending this festival.
Well, it's a common thing that we all kind of agree on. So, like, when we see that out of place, then we, like, question this person or something like that. So we're as a community, we're looking, you know, from the perspective, like, oh, this guy probably doesn't either know or he's obviously violating these principles. And
what about the people who try to come here who have never heard of libertarianism or the non-aggression principle?
Right, it's a good point, actually. I don't have to go too far off topic of the buying of the place, but I think
it's important. If someone is going to buy the place, I don't want them to immediately turn away everyone who they consider to be, quote, not a real libertarian, because every libertarian I've ever met is the only real libertarian.
Yeah, no, you're right. Or maybe you're wrong because you're not really libertarian to me.
Right.
But that's okay. It's okay. I like you, Arya. You can hang out here. I have no problem.
Even though I am the only real libertarian.
Actually, I'm in charge right now. No, but actually, I don't want to go too far off topic on this, but I just want to say that there were some incidents that occurred, some of them major, some of them minor. But the other night was, a major incident. Like, we had, I call them normies from town, like locals, that came in and, you know, just trying to pick fights with people. And they even went to the extent of trying to, there was a pig roast, and they had the money pot. They had the money pot, and they they attempted to steal the money pot, maybe like thousands of dollars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so when this happened, you know, obviously they were confronted right away, and then they were pushed back to their vehicles up in the upper parking lot. They never actually parked in the campground. They were just parked up top, right at the beginning entrance where the offices are. And
it happens every year that locals end up coming down here and stealing stuff or vandalizing stuff or something like that.
And I think there was they were really well organized, actually. There was like a little gang. They had a hierarchy. They had their little henchmen.
You know what we could do?
Yeah.
Mm. We could have police patrolling and call them pork rangers, and they can take care of this sort of thing, and they can keep it all under control.
Well, they did. I didn't sign up as a pork ranger, but, you know, as a principal person, when I see something like that, I'm going to confront it. You know, like...
But what we're talking about now is preventing it, right?
Right.
By not allowing these people in the first place, and to do that, you're going to need a security force. You're going to need cops.
Well, look, we can self-police, right?
No, you're going to need a bouncer.
Which is a cop.
Yeah, but it looks
well, there's a different. Well, there's a big difference between having a bunch of pork rangers driving around inspecting people's vehicles and having a dude at the entrance being
like, "No, it's not like
that. Are you supposed to be here?"
And the fact that, you know, most of the people here are either open carrying or have guns or some sort of, you know, protection, that, you know, we are self-policing, right? And it just seems like the pork rangers were kind of like the front line to deal with confrontation. And so we want to enjoy camping, right? We want to enjoy being here, but the pork rangers were the ones that would take that bad energy and try to, you know, mitigate it and settle it down, or, you know, eventually even kick them out, because they obviously try to steal money is not a good thing, right?
So right.
But, you know, this
well,
brings up the
bigger...
Well,
when someone does something that, you know, violates the non-aggression principle in such an obvious and clear way, that's fine. But requiring them to agree to it offhand before even entering the park seems to me a bit... out of control.
I did read the pork ranger rules and that sort of thing, and
why Pork Fest came to exist in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I kind of laughed at those rules for a minute, and I tell you what, like the rules were kind of ridiculous. I laughed at them, and you know.
Well, they tend to be, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, give me an example. What were the rules they had in place?
Well, some of the rules they were saying is like you know if you're taking anything, you know. And it might be mind-altering or anything like that, or, you know, maybe alcohol, that sort of thing, is that you're not supposed to open carry. You're not supposed to have your gun on you.
Sure.
So
I mean, that's required by law.
Oh, yes, of course.
But, I mean, mind-altering also includes, you know, caffeine and nicotine and a wide range of things that aren't eliminated by law.
Right. And this is something that you basically run into any time that you try to codify human behavior and say, these are the actions that you must not perform, instead of going with, these are the principles, and as long as your behavior is inside these principles, you're fine.
I think the whole reason that Christopher Cantwell got banned in the first place was that he got drunk and tried to run someone over or something like that. Matt's nodding. Is that's correct? Yeah. Well, he deserved to be banned at that point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get drunk and try to run people over.
Right.
But as far as I'm aware, there have only been two people who have been banned by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Three, Matt says. I know one is Ian Freeman. One is Christopher Cantwell. I don't know who the other is. Apparently, it was someone who was doing inappropriate things with kids, which is understandable.
I mean,
two out of three of those, that's a violation of the non-aggression principle right there.
Actually, someone that I personally knew was, you know, trying to take clothes off someone and touch someone else inappropriately. And I made the effort to go to the pork rangers to let them know about this. And they gave him one last warning. Thankfully, he left the next day. And I certainly didn't want, you know... this kind of behavior around me or in my friends. So this is, you know, he had to go.
Well, disassociation is an effective tactic. I mean, there's posters all over the campground of an FBI agent's face saying, "Hey, this person is here." Allegedly, I don't know. Everyone keeps asking me, "Do you recognize this person?" Dude, I don't know. There were like 60 cops at my house that day.
Right.
He could have been at any one of these 17 properties that were hit.
And what's the chance that they're going to send their undercover guy to your house when they raid you?
Also a valid point, but evidently someone saw him and was like, "Hey, I recognize that guy." And that's a good method of disassociation. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, everyone, don't have anything to do with this guy. But, you know, that doesn't always work because some people do simply act in bad faith. More coming up from Fort Fest. This is Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, coming at you from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And we've been discussing something that actually circles back to something you and I discussed the other daily, which is that there are very, very few libertarians who I would actually trust to have any level of power of authority whatsoever. Like Joe was just telling us about this meeting where people were discussing Rogers Campground, and one of the various, they don't even have the power yet, but they're already planning on ways that they can use this power to shape the festival into being exactly what they want it to be.
No, I think you're missing what I was saying, is that, like, you know, look, you should have assimilation, right? If you move into a new place, that you don't want to, you know, piss off the people that are already there. And that's kind of a thing. Like, you should be able to have some sort of process.
Some sort of citizenship requirement,
for example. No, look, this is...
To join the Forkfest Society, you must be a Forkfest citizen. Please sign this sheet of paper and file away your $25 registration fee.
So, like, if you are stealing people's money and running people over, or really even coming close to running people over, I am very happy with the idea of making sure that those people don't come back.
I am also fine with that. I'm not fine with is gatekeeping and requiring things from everyone to come in until they've shown that, you know, they are bad actors or incapable of abiding the non-aggression principle,
allow them
to come and allow them to stay.
Well, this is still a private venue, and it will still be a private venue.
Right.
So it's like...
But Crosby doesn't require anyone to sign any kind of BS about how they will or won't do this or that.
That depends on whether you're visiting or staying.
And there is a set of rules.
They do have rules for if you're getting a tent or an RV spot. Like, you have to agree to the rules.
I've agreed to nothing.
Well, you know,
and I don't recall ever agreeing to signing anything saying I will or won't do this in any of the years that I've come
here.
Part
of the reservation process.
Look, I don't have a site. I didn't get a ticket for Porkfest. I didn't buy a site, but I somehow acquired a sticker and it ended up in my car. Okay, I'm literally forking the whole thing, and I've been at Porkfest this whole time. But,
well, they don't really care about the stickers on people's vehicles, right? I mean, they don't care how many people or vehicles are at a site. That's not their concern.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They just want to make sure that, you know, you're here at a site that has been paid for.
Right, right.
So to them, those really don't matter. But, like, you know, you mentioned these people who violate the non-aggression principle. Sure, throw them out and tell them they can't come back. That's totally fine with me.
And I like the idea of having something in place where you make sure that those people don't come back. So, like, having a bouncer that, like, has...
Also known as a security guard.
Yeah, sure. Having a security guard at the front that, like, has a picture of, like, yeah, last year these people came in and tried to steal a bunch of money.
Yep.
I'm perfectly happy with that.
Well, I got.
In theory, I am, but I've also seen how that plays out. That's why the Pork Rangers came into existence in the first place, and then just a few short years later, they were searching people's vehicles.
Mm. You know, I did record. I recorded the whole situation, so I got them saying each other's names, and I'm sure a little bit of research on Facebook, I can probably find them all. And then at that point, when I identified them by their face on their Facebook, because you're an idiot, you're on Facebook. I'm sorry, you're not Aria. You're just the only thing platform you're allowed to use, so don't take offense to that. But, like, I just think that, you know, it's going to be easy to figure these people out.
Sure.
Right? And then we can put them on a list, and then, you know, we can prevent them coming in and causing trouble again.
But that's after they've already done something that violated the non-aggression principle. That's fundamentally different from saying you can't come here unless you formally agree to abide by the non-aggression principle. It seems to me reasonable to just assume that people aren't going to come here and be aggressive, because that's 99.99% of all the people who attended.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's sort of that innocent until proven guilty kind of thing. Like,
sure.
We're not doing pre-crime here, guys.
So,
and certainly not all of those kids were causing the problem, but they were all back in the problem. So are they just as much guilty? I don't know.
So prior to the discussion of all of that, you said there was a meeting about actually buying Rogers Campground.
Yes.
And they're actually putting together a plan to make that happen. I still want to express some trepidation about the already lustful gaze upon the power they may be able to wield. It concerns me a little bit, considering they don't even have the power yet. But it's true. Someone does need to figure out some sort of way to buy Rogers Campground.
Yes. Yes, they are planning on building through a blockchain to get these values set up and to.
So they're going to try to do like Quillcoin, like Quillco.in, which is where they're, you know, hey, buy this cryptocurrency, and in so doing, you can. You're donating to the Buying Rogers Campground Fund, that sort of thing.
I don't want to speak on that. I don't know exactly on how that's all going to come down, but there are other people you could probably talk to about that. I think what their main plan right now is to raise the funds. And you know, they were talking about some guy that was rumoring that he was going to buy the place and just like let it hand it over and get it to where it needs to be, where we can always be here. So.
Well, you can always be here as it is.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we do have people who live here at Rogers Campground.
But we're depending.
Well, unless this ends up in the hands of someone who doesn't want us here.
Well, even then, I mean, we talked about this previously. I just don't think that's likely.
Hmm.
I mean, if you can bring in 3,000 people who are willing to pay for sites or pay for a day pass or whatever, why would you turn that festival away?
I think it's
money talks.
The festival is one thing, but I think it's beyond that, too, is like people want to live here all year. So this is the thing.
I think it's a very small number of people who want to live here.
That may be true, but there's a lot of people already buying the homes here and, season homes.
Yeah, that's one of those things that until we have that available, we won't be able to see what the demand in that market is.
But they're already available. If someone wants to buy one of these seasonal homes, they can do that.
Well there's not
seasonal,
available.
Exactly, is the point there.
And we can change that from seasonal to all year.
I think there are legal reasons that it's not all year.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But that's the thing is, like, if this place becomes like a living, working play, business, they would consider using portions of land for raising animals, farming. So this will, it may shrink the size of what the festival might be, but you're going to have...
We must kill Forkfest in order to save Forkfest. We must shrink the size of the festival to save the festival.
And I think that's completely unnecessary because, like, there's a whole chunk of land that's attached to this.
That's right. This is
talking about homesteading and raising cows and chickens and stuff. Can someone just buy the freaking campground?
Right. But yeah.
Well, and you brought up a really good point, and I want to see how that Quillcoin thing goes. See exactly where the upsides are, where the downsides are, because I think that might be the right way to approach this, to have what is essentially like shares in this investment that we keep track of through this, that you donated toward this purpose, and
and then would there be voting, like, or we're going to determine whether or not we're going to
these were things that were discussed.
Well, and now you're getting into one of the problems of if this is bought by more than one person, whereas if one person can manage to buy this thing, then we know exactly what happens, that person wants.
They were talking about unanimous decisions, too, so.
Mm.
Interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how all of this develops. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An antitrust complaint against Facebook is being thrown out. A court in Washington, D.C. says a complaint against the California-based company is legally insufficient. The court ruling the FTC failed to prove Facebook has monopoly power. However, the ruling isn't all bad news for federal regulators. Despite the complaint being tossed, the case is still intact, meaning the FTC can bring it back if they present more evidence. At least 10 people are dead and 150 are still missing as authorities try to find out how a condo in Surfside, Florida collapsed last week. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying they're looking into the structural issues.
This is something that's going to require community involvement, local government, state government, and FEMA for a while, and we're in that for the long haul.
You're listening to USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is defending President Biden's decision to order airstrikes on the Iraqi-Syrian border over the weekend. Psaki saying the president took action to defend United States personnel from Iran-backed militant groups. A newly formed tropical depression headed for the Georgia-South Carolina border could make landfall later this evening. The National Hurricane Center says heavy rain, strong winds, and dangerous rip currents are forecast for southeast Georgia. That news on the heels of folks in the Pacific Northwest dealing with the heat advisory, which will be in effect for most of the week. Temperatures in Seattle expected to reach 107 degrees. Seattle resident Pat Andrew telling USA Radio News how he's beating the heat.
Try to get as much air in the house when it's cool and everything like that. And then as soon as it starts heating up, start closing everything down, close the windows, close the blinds. The great thing here is it's only temporary.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria and Lee from ForkFest 2021, ForkFest 5, in fact, celebrating again the successful decentralization of the Porcupine Freedom Festival from being this tyrannical controlling thing that it was just 3 or 4 years ago into being this open, kind, welcoming festival that just sort of happened down there at the bottom of the hill.
It has just been absolutely beautiful to see.
And it occurs to me, as we've been sitting here talking about these things, that I probably sound to listeners like I have really extreme trust issues. And that's true. I'm not going to deny it. Whether you're a libertarian or a communist or a politician or whatever, I don't trust you to have any power over me. The number of people who I do trust to be authoritative in one area of my life or another is extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
To the tune that the only person who I would trust to actually buy this campground and run it in a libertarian way, which ideally would not involve allowing, you know, requiring people to abide by this principle or sign that sheet of paper or whatever, would be someone like Mark Edge or Ian Freeman or Ron Paul. That's the level to which I distrust people. It's like, mm-hmm. You know, maybe those three people and not very many others, because I've seen what libertarians do when they have power. No matter how principled they are, Porkfest ended up the way it was because of libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how principled they were, they still ended up with park rangers that were searching vehicles and whining about not having jurisdiction over Forkfest.
Yeah, we tend not to treat power like the drug that it is. And it is. It is a highly addictive and highly destructive drug.
It is. And I approach any libertarian who wants power with a certain degree of trepidation, more so when they don't even have that power yet, and they're already conceiving all of these grand ways in which they can use that power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, we can homestead this part of the property, and then we the festival will be smaller, sure, but isn't the point of this to buy the property so that we can ensure the continuation of the festival?
Right.
Isn't that what it's about? I have no interest in creating a year-round libertarian society here at Rogers Campground. To me, that's not, you're not going to have very many buyers if that's your sales pitch.
Well, I mean, I think the reason he brings that up is partly just so that it's a greater payoff to the investment, because it is a very sizable investment.
It is. But 1 week among libertarians is not that big a deal. But if you start interacting with libertarians day to day, they will drive you nuts. There is no one I know half as annoying as miscellaneous other libertarians.
Okay, I was going to say, miscellaneous ones, sure, I'll give you that one.
There are plenty of libertarians that I love associating with, you know, daily. But there are also many that I'm like, God, I'm glad I only have to see you once a year.
So that's fair.
And I imagine we would run into exactly that if they could some, and, you know, 2,000 libertarians living here is such an amazingly huge number that it suggests to me the people who are putting this together have no idea of the actual level of perspective they should have. You're not getting 200 libertarians to move here, much less 2,000.
Mm.
You're not going to come anywhere near the 2,000 number, and I don't think you're going to get past 20.
Well, I think that's impossible to tell from where we're at right now, because, I mean, the libertarianism, I think, is at the beginning of an explosion as an idea, as something that people are aware of and care about.
It certainly is, but the infrastructure here doesn't support. You have to be able to live a very rustic life to stay here for 2 weeks out of the year.
Mm.
To stay here for three seasons is like, yeah, no, dude. I like my 30-minute long showers more than that. I like my high-speed internet more than that. I like my ability to make a cell phone call a little bit more than that.
Any shower at all is good.
Well, yeah. And it's very difficult to gauge what we will be able to do and what we will be able to sell, because, I mean, as we've been talking about, the current ownership of this place is just not especially interested in updating the infrastructure, in finding out what you can do with this property,
sure,
but is, you know, kind of divesting from it. So
that's why I think a better approach would be to buy the place. I mean, that's got to be square one, right? And then improve the infrastructure, and then maybe then you can talk about having people here year-round or whatever. But at the moment, no, it can't be done, and it's not going to happen. And I'm not going to sink money into a project that is going, we're going to buy the place, and people are going to move here. No, they're not.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Definitely not buying. It would be worth buying as a business proposition, I think, for one individual or a small group, but only to get more events here to make money and, you know, to ensure the continuation of Forkfest and Parkfest.
To me, that has to be the goal, and I don't think it's very likely that any new owners will be like, no, we're no longer welcoming you here at Rogers Campground because you're loud and you do this and you do that. And it's like, okay, I mean, yes, we have a festival here, and festivals tend to be loud, but you're not going to find any festival that cleans up behind itself half as well as Forkfest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's basically just a lot of money coming in and probably very low levels of actually required work among the staff relative to the number of people that are here.
Right.
We're not a type. There's been an electrical outlet up there at the RV site next to us that's been broken pretty much since the second day here. No one's complained about it. No one cares. you're not going to get that with your average person.
That's true.
But you do get that at a libertarian festival. I mean, if they needed the electricity, that would be one thing. But if it's just there and they're just like, yeah, we don't care.
People are sharing their electric boxes because a lot of them are broken.
Really? I haven't seen that.
And that is one of those things with the festival is most festivals, when they end, like, the people move out and it's a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Like, there's just trash everywhere and broken stuff that people didn't feel the need to drive back with them. And, yeah, we just don't operate that way.
No, we certainly don't. And, you know, all of the trash here is, like, cigarette butts and stuff like that getting thrown into the fire pit on the last day. I'm just going to toss a log in there and get rid of all of it because it's all flammable and destroyable. Everything else gets thrown away into trash. One of the issues I had last year was so many people bumming cigarettes off of me and then just flicking the cigarette when they were done with it. It's like, hey, no. Go pick that up and dispose of it in a fire pit or in a trash can or something, or you're not getting another cigarette from me. Last year it was so that bad that by the end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I required people to tell me in person that they were going to dispose of the cigarette butt properly before I would give them one.
Right.
And this was among libertarians. So that's the level of cleaning up after ourselves we're talking about.
Right.
It's not just, oh, there's some trash there, I'm just going to leave it. A libertarian is just innately going to pick it up and throw it away.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we do all have a sort of sense of responsibility for the sites that we're renting from Rogers Campground, and we want to keep them clean because we want to be welcome back the following year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been the case here. I don't see any possibility of new owners coming into the place and be like, hey, those people who pay us to do this thing and who clean up behind themselves and who are minimal fuss, we don't want them here anymore.
Well, that is assuming that they know that, though. And if you move into, like, if you buy this property for, you know, whatever, you know, purposes you have, and then you don't actually see us do one of these, then you're probably going to expect that we act like every other festival and just leave it an absolute wreck.
I'm always thinking about it. Like, and this is one of the reasons why I don't really worry about if somebody buys Rogers Campground. Rogers Campground, at least as it is not going to survive under new ownership without this event.
I mean, there's no doubt.
Yeah, right. So they're like, you know, we're worrying about, oh, well, what happens if new people come in and they don't want us? They go under, you know? And so that's one of the reasons why I'm pretty confident that no matter who buys it, we're going to be able to continue this event.
I would agree. My only concern with it is that I prefer a ownership that is very light-handed and takes a very light approach in the same way that Crosby does. But we're not guaranteed that with new owners. And even if they're libertarians, they may not take things with the light-hearted approach that Crosby does.
That's true.
But, you know, one way or the other, Pork Fest will continue happening. And it is happening until July the 4th this year. So come down, check it out. There's a beautiful fireworks show on July the 3rd. Get down here. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 5, 2021, here at Rogers Campground. You can find out more about that at fortfest.party. We're here until July the 5th. Well, July the 4th is technically the end. I mean, it remains to be seen whether or not I'm going to try to pack up and leave early Sunday morning or just pack up and then stay another night. Who knows? I don't know, so why even speculate? But I want to say thank you to David. Yes, I'm already off to a good start. David R. Jeffries, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get us on more radio stations, to help reach a larger audience with our podcasts, our video streams, and all of that awesome stuff. We don't ask that people contribute more than $25 per month, which is what David R. Jeffries has done. He's a platinum-level amplifier. All we ask is $5 per month to join the AMP program. It comes with a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only chat on the Matrix server, and even an AMP-only call-in line. So check it out if you value the ideas of liberty. AMP.FreeTalkLive.com. That's AMP.FreeTalkLive.com. And I want to say thank you also to Ashredo, who is a silver-level amplifier. That means that's the $5 per month that we're talking about. I'm not clear whether or not Ashredo was actually shouted out last night, so I'm doing so now. Thank you to both Ashredo and David R. Jeffries. And I got to tell you, this is taking longer than I would like because, like, every few segments, I'm just constantly receiving text messages and emails and stuff like that that are related to the case against the Crypto Six to some degree or the other. So it's like they build up over the course of us recording two or three segments. And then I'm like, okay, I put this off long enough. There's some stuff here I need to deal with. This needs to go to my attorney. This needs to go to my supervisory officer. This needs to be texted to Ian. This needs to be screenshotted and sent to my lawyer, attorney, whatever. It's a very good way to get a headache at a festival that isn't related to loud noise or anything like that. Like, the level, I hate not being able to speak in plain English, but of course that's how the law is. It's written by attorneys for attorneys to be argued by attorneys. Mm-hmm. And if you think libertarians are argumentative and prone to picking, what's the word I'm looking for?
Nitpicking.
Nitpicking is a good word, but
splitting
banal,
hairs.
Banal.
Yes,
oh, that's what hairs. I was looking for. Yeah, splitting hairs.
Yeah.
But libertarians have nothing on attorneys, man.
Oh no.
Like,
well, so
like
we do all of this
order.
For free. They, on the other hand, get paid immense sums of money, and hey, the more they do it, now I can advertise. Look what a great hair splitter I am.
So there's some confusion. I assumed I would be able to make phone calls with Ian. That's not correct. According to the magistrate's order, I can text Ian, I can email Ian, and I can meet in person and have conversations with Ian, but phone calls are not allowed because
wow.
they weren't mentioned in the actual order itself. And I'm just banging my head on the desk here. I understand. We did not specifically...
Okay,
let's be
okay,
honest, Ian
okay.
and I don't talk on the phone a lot in the first place.
What if I go and meet him, and while I'm in the room with him, I call him? Would that be a problem?
I mean, that just sounds crazy, because if it says you can talk with him, it sounds like... And you're both allowed to use
phones. Well, we can
phones,
have in-person contact, we can have email contact, and we can have text messaging contact. And it's not because, you know, they're worried we can do something over the phone that we can't do in person or via text or email or anything like that. That is because the order itself specifically does not say via phone call.
So do you need to get permission in order to hug him, I wonder?
No.
Because they didn't say, they said email contact, they said text contact, they did not say physical contact.
They did say in-person contact.
Oh, that
was a big deal. It was required,
yeah.
In-person contact. We have to be in physical proximity of each other in order to do Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
So it's all very confusing. Another one of those gray areas is, you know, Freer Talk Live, which is Free Talk Live, just not broadcast on national radio. It's mm-hmm. internet only, but it's still Free Talk Live. So is that allowed? Because we're planning to do an internet-only episode of Free Talk Live on July the 5th, and it is an internet-only episode of Free Talk Live. They used to be called the internet-only episode of Free Talk Live until someone coined the term Freer Talk Live, which is just an allusion to the fact that it's not limited by the FCC.
It's all part of Free Talk, what you do at Free Talk Live, so it should be...
But it's not...
It's all the same business activity.
But is it the same...
You, sir, do not think like a lawyer.
Yes. Is it the same legal entity
but
that is
part
Free
of your
Talk
job.
Live?
It's all part of it.
Well,
right?
You are thinking like a human. You are thinking like a human being, and that is not what we're discussing.
You're not restricted to doing radio on Free Talk Live. You're restricted
But we're not
to
doing radio on Free Talk Live when
right.
we do the internet-only show.
But when you fix something, which you're also allowed to do as part of your job for Free Talk Live, that's also included,
well,
right? So therefore, Free Talk Live...
You are overlooking the legal obsession with names. I mean, so...
Yes,
you,
I don't think Chris is getting the complaint.
I'm getting it, but if it's part of Free Talk Live, what you do at Free Talk Live, or for Free Talk Live, I would think it would be included.
It is Free Talk Live, but we stopped calling it that. And started nicknaming it Freer Talk Live.
So go back to calling it Free Talk Live. Problem solved.
But to be fair, the more accurate way of describing it would be Free Talk Live : Freer Talk Live.
Right.
That would be the most accurate way of characterizing it. That's just
not part of Free Talk Live.
But
Free Talk Live : Freer Talk Live, semicolon, the internet-only episode.
But I got to remind you, Chris, it doesn't matter how you see it. It matters how the judge sees it. It matters how probation sees it. How you see it is irrelevant.
Look,
I see it the same way you see it. Yes, it's Free Talk
show.
Live.
It's not a different show.
It is an after show of Free Talk Live, but it is still Free Talk Live.
Right. It's all part of it. It's all part of the same.
I agree, but you're not thinking
thing.
Like a lawyer, an attorney.
You have to remember that these are people who get more money by coming up with more irritating little things to do that they have to do paperwork.
Who determines what is Free Talk Live? It's you. It's you guys. You're the one who determines what Free Talk Live is. How can the lawyers be the one to decide that? That's literally
something.
Well,
that's what lawyers do in the United States. They're the ones who determine everything.
Yeah, judge rules what is and is not.
I suspect.
And what the definition of is.
I suspect it's all going to come down to how my attorney defined Free Talk Live in his initial motion to allow contact in the first place.
Fair enough.
And I don't know how he defined it without looking at it. And I don't have it pulled up right in front of me. But I do know for a fact that he pointed out that it is broadcast on the Internet as well as, you know, on 200 radio stations. But is it still legally Free Talk Live if it's not on those radio stations? I tend to think so.
Was there something in that, like, description that, like, meant it could only be if it was broadcast on radio?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not an attorney. This is why I sent it to my attorney and said, hey, I need to know.
When you go to courts, they still refer to video recording as tape recording. But if they're doing that and they're not being clear...
Well, you see, if La Cosa Nostra has given you permission to sling pot on this particular corner, you have to think to yourself, are they going to break my kneecaps if I also start selling papers? Which, they might.
So it's unclear, at best. It is open to the public and is available online at freetalklive.com and on approximately 200 affiliate radio stations. FTL, Free Talk Live, airs for 3 hours, 7 nights a week.
That might be part of the issue there, is because this is airing for more than just the 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yes, but attorneys
have you
love...
not dealt with the laws?
I know, you're right, but...
It does typically air 3 nights a week, but not always. Some nights it does air for 5 hours. There was one episode of Free Talk Live that went on for like 9 hours.
If you want to start getting petty, you're not actually on 7 nights a week.
No, but Free Talk Live is.
Right, Free Talk Live is, but then if you're on an after show, you're still not on for more than,
but he defined Free Talk Live as a show that airs 7 nights a week, 3 hours a night. That is how Free Talk Live was defined in the motion. It doesn't matter whether I'm there or not. It doesn't say, Arya is allowed to do Free Talk Live 3 hours a day.
So the description is effectively wrong, then, if that's the case.
It is, but...
The core show, that's true, but...
But in all likelihood, if that's the case, he's going to have to file something to amend the definition of Free Talk Live, which is going to...
That'll be worth it.
Freer Talk Live is important.
We forgot to include this subsidiary. That is a part of it. Or,
it's not a subsidiary.
Or maybe it's one of those, like, you'll just have to do Freer Talk Live during the commercial breaks.
I don't know how it's going to play out, you know. It's all very weird, and I've reached out to my attorney to ask him about that, because... I don't know the answer here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very confusing, and I'm not the kind of person who should be arguing with federal magistrates about what the word is means.
Yeah.
That's what my attorney is for, and he does a really good job at that. So who knows? It's all very confusing. It's all very headache-inducing as well, despite being here in nature, surrounded by liberty lovers and just beautiful weather, I have somehow managed to develop a severe headache. Dealing with attorneys and legalese and all of this nonsense tends to have that effect on even the most sane person. In fact, the more sane you are, the more headache you will get. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.